and get an idea what we think about it. Now there's two parts in Rav Ochanan. First part is he just explains the Svara Zchus Taina, and the second piece he applies it to our sugya. If you notice that there's a number of pieces chopped in the middle, where he brings many more rayas to his Yisayda Zchus Taina. That he says it first in Ayis Gimel, then he brings many more rayas, and then he brings a raya to his Yisayda to in Ayis Yed Aleph from our Gemara. Okay, so let's read this. Unless someone has something else to say. Okay, so let's read. So he brings a raya in a Perikah Omer. This is the beginning of the Kobe Shirim. This Kobe Shirim Chedek Beis. These are, I don't exactly know what these are. These are some kind of shiurim. I don't know if they were printed in Europe or they were pilpul shiurim that Rav Ochanan said. I don't know. In one of these pieces, Simon Beis or Gimel, I asked Rav Simcha Akasha, one of these pieces, I remember, in Migui. It wasn't, I asked him, he spent a long time trying to figure it out. But okay. Anyway, but let's go. But we're on Baraka Omer. Bakati Kasha. Rahemne Bishfuya Migudi Yamar Kidashtio Vigirashtio. As the Shaila is, a father believed to say that his daughter is Paso de Kuhuna because she was a Shfuya. Shfuya, the girl is captured by Goyim. So the din is that we assume that the Goy was Ma'anezer, because the guy is parsed by riots, and he has the ability to ma'anes a girl of his shvuya, and we have an umdina that he was ma'aneser. And since the din is that a woman who had bia with a man that she's usher to, even if it's not her fault, even if it's ba'ines, she becomes halachically called a zayna, not a zayna in modern day terminologies, when the word of the Torah. And therefore, she's asher to a kohen. That's the Torah asher, a kohen can't marry a zayna. The definition of a zayna in the Torah, in this context, is a woman who had a bia with a person who's asher to her. So if a Jew was ma'anes her, so then she's mutter to a kohen. Even if she was mezana beratzen with a Jew, she's mutter to a kohen. But if the guy was ma'anes her, so she's asher to a kohen because she had bia with someone who's asher to her. So if the father was...
This problem comes a lot with Baal Tshuva Kohanim.
Yes,
I know from practical, there were the wives, because if they were Baal Tshuva, they probably were active beforehand, and yes. There's lots of Tshuvas on this.
Yes, I know, yes. It's a very, yes. Tekam and Shida. I think it's also, well, you know, there's obviously can be three cases where it can get very complicated. Like you said, a Bawas Truba, who might have been Mizana in college. She doesn't know who she was Mizana with. She wasn't paying attention if the guy's Jewish or not. And now she wants to marry a Kohen. You can have it with an...
Or even more so, is already married to the Kohen when they come from.
Yeah, okay. Or you can have an Asia's Kohen who is Nansa. It's a very difficult Shaida. And you also have a Shaida by adoptions. Because if the adoption is a, if the girl is an adopted child, I think also if it's a goyish adoption, if she was adopted into the Gioris.
If it's after age 3.
Well, if it's the Gioris, I think, I don't know. I don't know how it works. Because it's always the Gioris is, there's a whole...
Generally the Chachil, the Kohanim are fleeing from all Gerim, I think.
Yes.
But definitely if it's after age, if the Geirus was after age 3. She's assumed to be a Bula. Yeah.
So that gets also very complicated. Okay. I know my father had a case and they had the whole tumult that they could trust the adoption agency. The adoption agency will not tell you who the parents were, but can you trust them if they tell you that the child was Jewish? Now that they will tell you. If the parents were Jewish, so are you allowed to believe the adoption agency? That was a big shida he had, but okay. Yeah, it was when Rav Moshe was involved with that shida,
Well, l'chora they do a geris l'chumra regardless, but the question is she asked to a kohen?
That was the case. She was an adopted girl, and she got engaged to a kohen, and the kohen was from Rabbi Temna.
The famous case. That was Rabbi's father? That was Rabbi's father in that case?
I don't know. I don't know if that would get... My father, the girl was from my father's shul, and the boy was from Rabbi Temna's shul. And Rabbi Temna was Rabbi Moshe's son-in-law. He was a kohen, and it was a big tumult. So, I don't know. I know there was a big tumult. Anyway, I don't know if that's the famous case, but there was a case.
Anyway. Yeah, there was a quote-unquote famous case with Ramosha about this. I think if I remember correctly, I think Ramosha said that we could say b'dievet that the kuna is not miyuchas and he could.
Okay, I don't know.
I don't remember for sure though.
In this case, Ramosha said you can rely on the adoption agency if there's a from person that's looking the file. The from person will check the file. And he said you can rely on that. Okay, anyway, but let's get back here. I'm schmoozing. So the father wants to say that the girl is pasulikuna. So the Gemara says, give him a migui that she could have said, or the Ran asked Akasha. He could have said he married her off and he divorced her. And he believed to say he married and divorced her. In other words, because apparently, if you believe her that she's divorced, so that's even, he says she's divorced, so that's worse. I think that even she's puzzled to Truma, right? I hope I got the Bikis right. So he's trying to say that she was, which way is puzzled to Truma? I don't remember which way it is. Anyone remember? He's trying to say she was Nensa. And she was Nensa, which would not be, I think that's not Pasul Akuna. And what?
Latruma.
Truma, yeah, I got it. And he has a Migui, could have said this Garsha, which would have made her Pasul Akuna, the Truma. So the shot is, it's not a good migui because maybe he didn't want to, he didn't want to make her pasul the kahuna, the truma. But the taina of gerisha would make you even pasul the kahuna.
The truma.
Sorry, give me a second. So the point is that that's a migui to chasi taina because believe me with what I'm saying. Because I could have said something more. Maybe I didn't want to say something more.
Is Naaman for this?
He's not. He would be Naaman to say, "Kidashti avigirashticha."
Okay, why would he be Naaman? He's only an Erechon.
That's a pasuk. The father is Naaman. Special drasha. Father is Naaman to say that he married off his daughter and he kabbled the get. If he would have said that, he would have been believed, and she would be usher to kahuna, and she would be usher to truma. Now, he says that she was a Shruya. Shruya would only make her Aser to Kahuna. So he wants to have a Migui. So there's no Migui because a Migui to Chatzi Taina. Because maybe Pashup Shat is a Migui is a Rai that I'm telling the truth. But here, there's no Rai I'm telling the truth because maybe I didn't want to say Kidashtiya Vigirashtiya because I didn't want to create that extra comer. I might have it backwards. I don't remember. Someone should check it. But okay. The Migui Chatzi Taina, I'm reading. Achayim Teretzu, the Ran brings a different answer. Kina Mina Tereta of Chidashu. Dino Shinamino Baiso Taina Atva. Vainomen Migui Mimachmaso. Dein Achayim Bada Chidusha. And since it's a Chidash, so ain't a Chabada Chidusha. So Frank Rabakana gave that sort of beer. The Mabik out the Havikim, you come to remember Mana Shakir. In other words, Enachabo and a Chidusha means that you take a Chiddush, you don't extend it. Even though logically, if A is true, B is true. But since it's an extension, we don't extend it. But over here, this is not an extension. This is a result. If this is true, so I have a Migui. You're not extending the Chiddush of the Torah. You're just using the Cheshire Torah to create a migui. So why shouldn't there be a migui? Right? That's his gasha. That's not called, there's no extension. You're just saying that the Maisa, you could have said this. If we have a raya, you're telling the truth. In the era of Bir Shnea Terutzim, Shemiran, the dim migui yeshafar the Shneo found. You have a chakira, what's shot a migui? Do anan saadi shomer eves, which is an umdina. The lamele, the shaka, yocholitom, taina, soivimizu. You know, they could have taina a better taina. The raya. Fitam ze kozaran, the hokot, avi migu, the chatsi taina, ain't gone hokoko. Taina also eves, because maybe he didn't want the taina the other taina. The game lo mehem in cloud. So there's no raya. So the second taina, the first taina told migu is an umdina. Right? This is a famous chus taina, which I have to admit I don't understand at all what it means. That one, since I could have claimed something, I would have won. So even though I don't claim it, I get the kayach of that claim, which I didn't claim. Which I don't know what the logic of that should be, but okay. Since I have that koyach nemanis, a taina, different taina, neman gamal taina is always. You're telling so that nemanis is transferred to this taina. Okay, no ichman lamashu nechasi taina. Makes no difference that you didn't want to say it. The kolgam yeshu koyach nemanis as your taina, and as we transfer it to you, I wouldn't have wanted to say it. It's not relevant. The mice, I have that koyach taina. Was that teretz? But then the second teretz is good. Kim the chiddush shachu, and the chol ba'od a chiddush show. Now, since the whole idea of migui is you transfer the kayach, so that's not just building, that's adding, because you're transferring the kayach. So then you can say and the chol ba'od a chiddush show, but on mehemen etayna zu after love etayna acheres machmasa. It's like the teretz said the gabi. Teretz said that when did we believe you to say that chiddush show the gersha? Only the Gabi, Kiddusha of the Gershon, Kiddusha Gershon. But the Gabi, something else, you're not meant to say Kiddushi of the Gershtika. So therefore, when you want to take that kayach and transfer it to something else, so the Torah never gave you that kayach because it's a Kiddush. Okay. What do you people say about this, Rav Ochanan?
So let's say if it's amigo de ha'aza, same thing. The minute any kind of amigo, yeah, if he could have said it, should work. Even if we're going to come up with reasons why he wouldn't want to.
He's assuming that amigo de ha'aza would work.
Oh yeah. So basically, all the amigos that we're saying
on this, based on this chakira, it would depend if amigo de ha'aza works or not.
Work.
According to the first opinion, amigo de ha'aza won't work. Or in the second opinion, amigo de ha'aza, what does work?
Amigo makam edim.
Amigo makam edim for sure doesn't. Either way, it wouldn't work.
Right.
Because you can't beat edim. Edim is a beater.
He's not beating anything here. We're saying there's two.
He is. He's arguing with edim.
Because the second time is knocked out?
Yes.
It's knocked out by the edim?
Yes.
Before it starts?
I don't know. Before it starts, whatever it is, it's knocked out. You can't, You have a kayach taina, but you lose the edim.
Yeah. Why isn't he losing the second taina? The fact that he himself, let's say where we said, I don't know, we said if somebody himself admits, Rebbe wanted to say yesterday that if he himself admits that the other taina, it couldn't be Parati or couldn't be Levisi, whatever, something like that. So he himself is saying that circumstance didn't happen. So that would be like edim, or that would be more like...
That's like edim. But here it's all the migui makom edim, when the edim contradict what he's saying, not what he could have said. That's migui makom edim. Anyway, so Sandy, so what do you say? So I just to finish your thought. So is that good or bad?
It seems like Tosos in many places there's all kind of migos that we're saying that you can't use, that we don't say them.
Okay, so
it sounds like according to him we should.
Type it sounds like the first stars of the Iran. Yeah, Shmuel, what would you say? Is this Chafetz Chaim, Dick?
Way more yeshivish than Chafetz Chaim, Dick, so.
Why is it yeshivish?
Zchustaina, Kechataina. You don't have to say the whole raid. You just have to say Zchustaina and you move on.
I don't think the Shiva would have. I don't want to say. According to this, what comes out that the Ran, Migui is quoted in like about 500 places in Shas. Current comes along Rav Chanan in this little piece and says that the Ran in the Omer has a major chakira in one shot in every single Migui in all Shas. That Rochik Mizrach from Iris, not that he has some dake dakis, you know, that we always learn, we always try and minimize machlokes and to minimize the switch between the Havim and the Maskana, minimize here, the Ran has two totally different Shatam and Migui. What Sandy said is a chayra true. There would be, I don't want to say hundreds and thousands, but probably true, nafkaminas between the two Pshatim. Because anytime you had a Migui, where there's a reason why the guy wouldn't have said it, according to the first Pshat, there would not be a Migui. According to the second Pshat, there is a Migui. So there's probably hundreds and thousands of nafkaminas all over Shas. And the Ran is Mesupik. He doesn't bring anywhere from Shas. He doesn't bring any Raya. He doesn't say any of the nafkaminas. First of all, it's tremendously doichik to say that the Ran is Mesupik. The Ran doesn't know how Migui works. The Ran's a Rishon. He's undecided at how Migui works. And if he was undecided, shouldn't he say so? Shouldn't he speak out? Shouldn't he make out this talk? Instead, he doesn't say his suffix. He just, you figure it out backwards from his answers, you can figure out that he's Mesupik. Why didn't he say his suffix? So it's Daichik in his Lashon because he's missing his Iker Chosim in HaSefer. He doesn't speak out the suffix. It's tremendously Daichik to say that the Ran had a suffix how Migui works. It's tremendously Daichik to say that there's hundreds of nafkaminas between the two Terutzim and the Ran. So why did the Ran bring some of these nafkaminas? He should have brought a raya. If there are nafkaminas, then I'm sure there are hundreds of rayas all over Shas. Which way's right? Just like the Maisa, Rabbi Chanan brings a whole bunch of rayas. Which way is right? So the Ran, who's even smarter than Rabbi Chanan, if he has this suffix, he should have brought all these rayas. How can you say that the Ran is Mesupik, Imshan, and Migui? That sounds so un-Chavetz Chaim, Dick. No? I don't think there is Shiva. I mean, I don't know. I can't say. But that, I don't, that sounds very...
If somebody
the Shiva that, would have said that, we would not let him get away with it.
Is Rav Chanan the architect of this?
What?
Is Rav Chanan the first architect of this story?
I think the first one is Rav Shimon Shkop. Rav Shimon Shkop was Rav Chanan's Rebbe.
But where I vaguely remember Rebbe saying that. That's how as I was asking because where did Reb Shimon get that Yisoid from? That was
Rav Shari has these rayas, but it's not
saying from here these gemaras or
Sarin. You don't find this chakira in this.
No, I'm saying it doesn't sound like he's creating. Is he
Shimon Shkabas Reb Chanan's Rebbe?
Yes,
right.
Yes, Reb Chanan learned later by the Chavetz Chaim too, but that was later. That was after he was married and he was already, I think it was Rebbe Rosh Hashiva who went to Chavetz Chaim. Took a leave of absence or his yeshiva closed or whatever. But the Rav Chanan original, as a bacher, learned by Rav Shimon Shkop. Rav Chanan is a town of Shimon Shkop. It's when in Yevamos he quotes Rav Shimon all the time.
Is this Ran where he built this yisoid, or this Ran where he's applying this yisoid?
I do not know if he built it from here. Rav Chanan, as I said, this whole piece, he has a whole bunch of rayas. This is not the only raya. This is the first time in the piece he mentions this yisoid. This is Ois Dawid. Then in Ois Hay, he brings another raya. In Ois Vav, he brings another raya. In Ois Ayin, you know, he brings lots and lots of raya. But I'm saying, I think that the way we were taught, we always are taught that one of the most basic yisaitis that we were taught is that you minimize machlokes. So just to say that the Ran himself, I mean, the machlokes between two terutzim is also machlokes. So to say that the Ran is mesupik, imshad and migui, And the two terutzim are debating what chat amigo. They feel it's so chaser in the words, because he should have said something like that. It's so unmistavra that the Ran doesn't know pshat amigo. You know, the Ran wasn't sure what pshat amigo is. And the two pshat, they were not some dakis difference. It's rachik mizrach from arif. And the words pointed that there are so many nafkaminas. So why didn't, like Sandy said, there's nafkamina about me every migur da'aza. And likewise, every migur of chatzi taina. There's a lot of migur of chatzi taina. There's a lot of migur da'azas. A lot of other migurs are like that. And there'll be so many nafkaminas. Shouldn't the Ran go ahead and go through Shas and point out the cases and where and there seems to be an indication here that Migud Azza does work, and here we see that Migud Azza doesn't work. And you know, that's what we usually say. That's why whenever we try and find a machlokes in Tosis, we try and say there's no nafkamina. Because if there be a nafkamina, so then Tavis should have mentioned the nafkamina. He should have brought a raya. He should have found the mekor from the Gemara. The Rishonim are brilliant. If there's a halachic shayla, they should be able to find many, many proofs from the Gemara to their shayla. To say that the Ran had a suffolk and pshat and migui, and he couldn't be machriyat from any Gemara, they're bizarre. It's very bizarre. Now, it could be you'll say, okay, so you're right. So we'll shlug up Rav Chaim, and we'll say that both pshat them agreed as chus taina. Maybe that I could hear. You'll say that the first tarets also works within Schuss Taina. Maybe that in Schuss Taina, in order to use Schuss Taina, you can't use half the Schuss. It has to be all the Schuss or none of the Schuss. You can't divide the Schuss in half. That I would sooner hear that both, you know, if Rav Chanan is right, that the second teretz must hold the schus taina, I would sooner hear that the first teretz also holds the schus taina. And there's a very small machlokes between the Ran, whether can the schus taina work when you're not using the full schus taina. It's like, can you get change? Either all or nothing. But okay, but the way Rav Chanan says it, that the Ran is mesupik in this chakira, that sounds to me very un-Chavetz Chaim. Okay? It's not such a kasha. Rav Chanan didn't learn Chavetz Chaim, but it sounds very un-Chavetz Chaim. Okay, let's go further. Unless someone has something to say. Okay, so we're up to Ayis Yud Aleph. So that's our Gemara. So what did he say about our Gemara? The Perek has kesabatim. Who God with them in the Khari, my boy by Ara. This is our Gemara. Amen, Amen, Oxavante, Vashtara. Amen, Ashtar Zaifu. Kokhe Vilachish Lady Rabba. In Star Zaifu, you're right. Me, you star me, I have a Virkus. I had a good star and I got lost. Amen, Rabba, Mari, the Shaker. Eboy, Amen, Star, me, I you. Amen, Rabba, Vyasev, and Michael, some of the high star. High star, Katsubi, Amu. I can't. Ein Shabbat Rashbam, Pirish Tevei Rav Yosef. Ukvar Kozal of Rambam, Bechidusha Dvein Dvar Muvanim, Tein Tamil of Rosh. So even though the Rosh gave a Hezber we read the Rosh, right? I think we read the Rosh. Yeah, so the Rosh does give a Hezber in the Rashbam, because it's something about that it's one Taina, and since it's one Taina, so Eidah Shabbat, Taina Shabbat, the Mixal Shabbat, Kula. But the Rosh disagrees. He says it's not one Taina. So the Rosh gave a Hezber in the Rashbam. And then he said, but that Hezber is no good. It says, Rav Chanan, the Fiyam of Orda Maida. So we got a beautiful Pshah in the Rosh. Efter Namar Dasa, a Rashbam. Sorry. Not the Rosh, the Rashbam. The Eidah, Mishtar, Ayahavide, Hoyezay Mikoch Eidim. He would have been Zaycha from the Eidim in the Shtar. So we know that star is false. If you want to give schus taina, you have to take the koyach lamanis of the taina of Shtar Ma'alya. I mean, Hoshtara. Because in reality, there are no Edom. It's a Mizuyev. So therefore, if it's Taina, there's no Schlus Taina because you really did have the Taina. We were under a mistaken impression. We thought you had the right to Taina, but you couldn't Taina because there's no Shtar. It's a forgery. If you learn schluz taina, so then the Rosh Brown makes sense. Avo name of tam nigo shimanan sadi, the man is shaker, ancient tam the chid exists. So now he's saying, so the Ramban and the Rosh, who did not understand the Rosh Brown, and the Rosh who gave a different shot in the Rosh Brown, and then he said it's no good. So they were learning the Raya pshat. And that's why they never learned Schus Taina. That's why they understood the Rosh the way they understood it. And that's why they ended up leaving the Rosh Shver. But in reality, the Pshat and the Rosh is the Rosh owes the Schus Taina Pshat. Okay, what do you people say about this? How Chavetz Chaim is this?
Sounds very yeshivish.
I didn't ask you if it sounds you should ask you if it's Chavetz Chaim with the yeshiva.
That by definition is not Chavetz Chaim.
Why? What is not Chavetz Chaim think about this?
Saying that the Rosh and the Ramban misunderstood Rosh Chaim?
Yeah, isn't that pretty bad? Now, it comes out, according to Rav Ochanan, that the Rosh looked at the Rashbam. He couldn't figure out Schus Taina. He didn't understand Schus Taina. So instead, because he didn't know the Schus Taina. So what did he do? Instead, he figured out, he made up some completely wrong shot in the Rashbam. And then he asked the Kasha on it. Yeah, which is a nice Kasha. But it was the reason why it's a good Kasha, because the Rashbam really never meant it. And the real pshat, but I, Rav Ochanan Vasserman, I know the right pshat, the Rashbam. Right, the Shiva would have shoot you if you would have said such a thing.
But what if he could fit him into another Rishon? Then would he still be shot?
Yeah, she would shoot you for such a thing.
Even if I can fit
than the Rosh.
No, but even if I can fit the Rav Ochanan, let's say, into the Nuki Yosef, if I could fit him into that,
I think
I'm not saying I can, but if we could. Would that still be a no-no?
Yeah, because if the Rav Ochanan, why didn't the Rosh, in other words, it's one thing, you want to say the Rav Ochanan, okay, the Rosh disagrees with this pshat, but at least they should have understood that that's what the Rashbam held. In other words, according to Rav Ochanan, not only did the Rosh miss the boat, he didn't even have a havamina. That's what the Rashbam held. So the Rosh, again, it's the same type of idea. First of all, it means that you're smarter than the Rosh. But it's also, you're making this gigantic machlokes between the Rashbam and the Rosh, that not only the Rashbam holds of Schus Taina, and the Rosh is so adamant against Schus Taina that even as a Havamina to figure out Shana the Rashbam, he couldn't hear it. He couldn't hear it. He wasn't ready to be garbage. He made up some other crazy pshat. I don't want to say crazy, but some other pshat in the Rashbam because he was so adamant against Schus Taina. Why didn't the Rosh realize? So you're making this gigantic machlokes. Rashbam says Schus Taina is a good svara. So okay, the Rosh disagrees. The Rosh does not. We don't hold of it. But at least, they say like the Ran that he's mesupik. He can hear it. Maybe I can hear that somebody else held that way, but the Rosh is so adamant that there's no svara schus taina that he didn't even dawn on him that the Rashbam could have meant it, even though it reads beautifully in the Rashbam. That's what he's claiming. So the Rosh is so emphatic against schus taina. Oh, this is a riot to schus taina. The Chayra, if anything, in Chavetz Chaim world, this would be a raya against Schus Taina. because the Zchus Ta'anah is good. So why is the Rosh and the Ramban having such a problem with the Rashbam? They should have understood that the Rashbam held Zchus Ta'anah. And anyway, and especially the Rosh, because if Bishlam or the Ramban, okay, he doesn't give a pshat in the Rashbam. Okay? But the Rosh gives a pshat, and then he shlugs it up. So if you're anyway giving a pshat and shlugging it up, so give the pshat of Zchus Ta'anah.
Maybe that's what he means by Ta'anah Achas.
It's not even Goyres it. He's so maybe not Goyres it.
Maybe it's Goyres by Ta'anah Achas. That's what he means. Didn't he say Ta'anah Achas?
Taina achas lechayre has nothing to do with Zchus Ta'anah.
I'm saying maybe it means that's what I'm saying. Maybe that's what he means by Ta'anah achas.
The way even the Rav Chanan is not learning that way. The Rav Chanan, it's not what he's saying. Rav Chanan is not saying that that's what the Rosh meant. He's saying that forget the Rosh left him shver, and I'm saying something completely different. If that's what the Rosh meant, so then you're not answering the Rosh's kasha. He's clearly not. He's not learning that in the Rosh.
I mean, it sticks out my memory that there was a Rashba in Yevamos that said, I would say like such and such, if not for the fact that the Ramban says differently, and therefore I'm deferring to the Ramban. And then the Rishiva's whole pupilshir was on what this machlekes was, what the Rashba would have said in between the Rashba and Ramban. Like he didn't want to even like, and the whole shir was based on that. Like, it doesn't make sense. Rashi wouldn't say something like this.
That's what I'm saying. The Rashi to say that. The Rosh misunderstood the Rashbam, and he's ready to say a different shot and even shlug it up. So he's even ready to say a bad shot, but anything but Zchus Ta'anah. And then in reality, the Rashbam meant the Zchus Ta'anah. And we figured it out. You know, the Rashi would make it, well, you know, Rashiva says, Columbus discovered America. That's Rashiva's one of his big lines. I discovered America. Well, the Rosh couldn't figure this out. The Ramban couldn't figure it out. But you figured it out. You know, if someone, a Rishon says it, okay, but I don't know of any Rishon that says Zchus Ta'anah, Beferish. So Rav Chanan figured out that the Rav Shimon figured out Shah in the Rashbam. The Rosh couldn't figure it out. The Ramban couldn't figure it out. But we figured it out. You know, I just don't believe the Rashiva would have gone for this in a, you know, I don't think so.
Zchus Ta'anah was invented by Achronim?
Yes, but invented by Rosh Hashivas.
We didn't, there's no discussion in Rishonim and early Achronim about the concept of Zchus Ta'anah?
No. There happens to
so
be.
So how do we understand that?
There happens to be, there's a shach. There's one little shach in Klalei Svek and Klalei Migui that seems to say something about Zchus Ta'anah. But in the middle, and you know, when like the shach is Klalei, the Tumim has like 50 pages in Klalei Migui. He doesn't mention a word about Zchus Ta'anah. And the Ksai says Klalei Migui, not 50 pages, you know, 2-3 pages. And then the Sivis is Klalei Migui. So the shach in Pei Beis is Klalei Migui. So one of the pieces in the shach, which is heavy on Baba Basra, which we sort of, we didn't do it, but we started, we did a little bit on Hayamid Beis. There's a piece here in the shach. So he seems to be saying something about Zchus Ta'anah. A very difficult shach.
So how do we understand that? Meaning, does that mean they just didn't refer to it as Zchus Ta'anah? Or the Rosh Hashivas are inventing Zchus Ta'anah? I mean, what's that?
Rav Shimon would say that everybody in the world learns Zchus Ta'anah. Just they didn't, and this, they
was so posh they didn't have to say it.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know.
That's does Rashiva reason, have an opinion on Zchus Ta'anah?
That's a different reason why I don't think Chavetz Chaim Dick would learn Zchus Ta'anah, because it's arguing with all the Gedolei Achronim, who, like Sandy quoted, that they all discuss Migui D'Aza, and they discuss that a person wouldn't want to say it, and they're all working, all the Achronim are working with the logic. So to say, to argue with all the Gedolei Achronim is also very radical. But all right, Rav Chanan would say they're all arguing with they're going with the other Shitas. It's in the Machlekes Rishonim. The Ran has a Suffolk, I don't know. But it's very radical. Anyway, this is a very radical Rav Chanan. in my humble opinion. Now, the question is, can we bring a raya from the rush again, or from the Muga Yosef against the Schlus Taina? Because why didn't they learn the rush like Rabbo? Why didn't they learn the rush like Rabbo Chanan? Can I say, this is a question I would put on the floor.
Why didn't they learn the rush bomb, Rabbi means?
Why didn't they? Yeah, well, I'm sorry, the rush bomb. Yeah, I said it wrong. In other words, the Rabbo Chanan tells us that the Ramban and the rush, and we also did not learn the rush bomb like him. So, Hagupa, why didn't they? And they left the Rosh Bam Shver. So is that a raya that they don't hold the Schlus Taina? After all, if you hold the Schlus Taina, the Rabbi Chanan says that the Rosh Bam is good. So if they left the Rosh Bam Shver, so it would seem to indicate that, in other words, I don't know if I have a raya. The Rosh Bam holds the Schlus Taina, you have no raya. The Rosh and the Ramban left it Shver. I can also leave him Shver. You know, leaving a Shver doesn't mean it's Schlus Taina. I don't know what the Rashbam is saying.
Rabbi, isn't this a raya against what Rabbi said Rav Shimon Shkop would say? Meaning, gufa, ha gufa, they didn't say it, means they didn't hold of it.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That why I would think that according to the Chofetz Chaim, Derech HaLimud, this raya that Rabbi Chanan is bringing is a raya against him. Because from the Rosh and the Ramban, Lechera, you have a raya that they don't know this was Taina. Because why did they leave the Rashbam Shver? Maybe the Rashbam, let them explain the Rashbam with Schlus Taina. So it's a raya that they don't know this was Taina. Edema, you got a raya from the Rashbam. There's no raya from the Rashbam. Rashbam might, we don't know if the Rashbam meant Schlus Taina. First of all, the Rosh had a Havamina. The Pshan and the Rashbam is because of Adish, because Kudo Chad Taina. And Taina Shabbatam Iksas Shabbatam Kudo. Okay, so the Rosh says it's not true. But maybe that's what the Rashbam, maybe the Rashbam held like the Rosh is Havamina. I don't know. Maybe there's a different Pshan in the Rashbam. I don't know. There could be, the Rashbam doesn't say, but Feir is Schlus Taina. Rabbi Chanan said, if you would say Schlus Taina, we can explain the Rashbam. But it doesn't mean...
Rabbi, on that exact point, what is the Hezbollah and the Rashbam? Understand what he's actually saying.
Because
how does the Rashbam fit with Schlus Taina?
According to the... Schlus Taina means you get the Schlus of the Taina that you could have said. You had the right to say. But if the first star was Mezuyif, then really, RPMS, you didn't have the right to say anything because it was the star was Mezuyif. When you Taina, Parati, Migur, the Mezuyif, you have the halachic right to walk in here and say Mezuyah. You have that right. The Torah gave you the right to say Mezuyah. So therefore, you have a migo. You can say Parati migo de Mezuyah. So I can take the koyach that the Torah gave me to say Mezuyah and transfer it to Parati. That's Schlus Taina. But over here, the MS Klapishmaya Galya, this star is false. This star is false. You're not believed on anything. When you have a star, and a false star, it doesn't give you any kayach namanis. You, it's all false. It's just a Edomai, Bezdin fell for it. Bezdin didn't know. Bezdin made a mistake. Right? But the star is false. So
is Rebbe saying that you could hold Schlus Taina? You could hold Schlus Taina and still not be able to explain the Rashbam?
No, this is what the Rashbam is saying. This is we want to explain Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says the Rashbam is trying to explain Rav Yosef why Rav Yosef holds that you're not believed here with a migui. So the Rav Chanan is saying that Rav Yosef is holding that migui works through Schlus Taina, and here you cannot say Schlus Taina. Schlus Taina does not apply in this sugya. Therefore, Rav Yosef is saying that you have no.
If you're admitting that it's a star mezuyif, then you don't have it a taina.
Right, you don't have, that taina was not any kaina. It was not any. Yeah, halachically, you didn't really have the right to make that taina. So Rav Chanan
is no taina. I'm bluffing.
Yeah, right. Because it's not a. There's no kayak. It's not a just. So Rav Chanan is saying that I can explain the Rashbam very beautifully with Schlus Taina. So they say, Gufa Kasha. you say that the Rashbam can be read very beautifully with Zichus Taina, so then Adarabba. So then why did the Rosh have difficulty with the Rashbam and leave him Shver? Why did the Ramban have difficulty with the Rashbam? So I would have said in my backwards Chofetz Chaim world that Rav Ochanan, you're not bringing your raya is a raya against Chosaina. Because you see from the Rosh, he doesn't hold this Chosaina. You see the Ramban doesn't hold this Chosaina. The Rashbam, okay, the Rashbam Shver. You have a kasha. The Rosh left the Rashbam Shver. I can also leave the Rashbam Shver.
Because the Rashbam Ramban held that it exists, but they just disagreed with it, they could have still understood the Rashbam that way.
Right. In other words, I would say that, listen, well, I can say the Rosh and the Ramban clearly don't know the Chos Taina. So you have a raya from them against Chos Taina. Say, well, okay, but I have a raya from the Rashbam, yes, Chos Taina. I don't know. The Rosh and the Ramban didn't think you had a raya from the Rashbam to Chos Taina. They said that the Pshat and the Rashbam is something else. What? I don't know what else. They don't tell you. There's some ex pshat. You know, the Rosh had an ex pshat. He said that because it's Chatzi Taina. It's part of your Taina. It's Taina Shabbat Mixas Abbot Kuna. But that's Pshat in the Rashbam. Maybe you have the other Pshat in the Rashbam. I don't know. So if anything, the way the Rav Ochanan writes it, this would be a raya against Chos Taina.
I mean, this. Why do we have to say that? Maybe over here, even they would agree that we wouldn't say. Because normally we do say Zichus Taina, but over here it's a much going a little bit further to say Zichus Taina would even be on the subject between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. In other words, when we have a Chas B'Alma, we have it's a much stronger Koyach against it. We don't want to enter into, you know, it's a bigger step to say Zichus Taina here.
Okay. So we're trying to explain Rav Yosef, who says you don't say Zichus Taina. You don't say.
Rabba's using Zichus Taina here?
I don't know. That's also a good kasha. That's also a good kasha on Rav Ochanan. Rav Ochanan saying you can't use Zichus Taina here. So what's Pshat in Rabba? You're going to tell me that Rabba and Rav Yosef are arguing in what's Pshat in Migui? It's bad enough that the Ran was misupik and what the Ran now is going to be a machlekes amaroim. What pshat migui?
As I'm saying, it's just funny that he goes a different way in migui and then knocks it out. So that they don't want to learn that gufa. That's what's going on in this specific case. In other cases, maybe Taka Zuchostein is true, but over here to say Rav and Yab Yosef are getting involved in that they wouldn't go that far. I'm saying to knock him out all over Shas. I'm just saying, I don't know if we have to knock out the world of Zichus Taina all over Shas. I'm saying over here, it's much more difficult to pass it through as Machlok be Rabbi Yosef.
So Rabbi Yosef, but they're leaving Rabbi Yosef Shver. If Migui is Zichus Taina and Zichus Taina doesn't apply in this case, then Rabbi Yosef is glad. The Rosh and Ramban say, I don't understand Shan Rabbi Yosef. Rashbam came along and gave it Pshat and Rav Yosef, and the Rashbam Pshat and Rav Yosef is hard to understand. What do you mean? If the Rav Ochanan says that his Pshat in Rav Yosef is beautiful, because Rav Yosef says that Migui only worked through the lumness of Zichus Taina, and here you can't say Zichus Taina.
As I'm saying, the problem is since we know that Rabba didn't come on to Zichus Taina to make it work. That's not the machlekes in the first place.
So that's and therefore, that raya against Chos Taina. That how can you say it's Chos Taina as Migui then what Pshat and Rabba? Okay, you just slug them up another way. You just
I'm trying to say that Rabba himself didn't have to come on to Chos Taina.
That opens another shakash on him. Not making it better, you're making it worse.
I'm saying that wouldn't be. I'm just saying that wouldn't be a conversation between Rabba and Rabbi Yosef between. A regular migu and a Zichus Taina migu. They're not talking to the same migus. So you won't have a machloikis in that. Therefore, Zichus Taina is not on the table here.
I'm saying, Rav Ochanan says that over here you can't say Zichus Taina, and yet Rabba said migu. So
I'm just saying, Rebbe's saying we're bringing a kasha that Zichus Taina is out the window all over Shas. Yeah. We're knocking it out. So I'm saying maybe this is a local place that the other Rishonim, who maybe they agree Zuchastayna would work. But over here, it just doesn't fit into Baba Basra Lamed Beis, because Rabbi Rabbi Yosef doesn't make sense that that's what they're talking about. That's awesome.
Okay. I hear. So is there a way to learn Zuchastayna and salvage the Rush or the Ramban?
Why are we interested in doing that?
Because we don't want to say, because the question is, are we going to walk out of this sugya and say that it's that the Rav Chanan schlugged up Zuchastayna? Right? There's four yeshivish at Torah. Rav Shimon Shkab said Zuchastayna. Chanan said Zuchastayna. So we want to know, do we have a riot from this sugya against us, kind of? Or is it
just... If Rabbi's interested, Rav Nachum, I just saw quickly, has a huge piece on the, I think if I read it correctly, he says you need both. There's beer and there's, I just, Rabbi's interested, there's a whole lot.
That sounds much better. That I like much better, because if you say that there's a conglomeration, so then, first of all, you're not being so radical. Then, what Sandy said in the beginning, with Miga de Oza, makes perfect sense why Miga de Oza is no good. There's no nafkamina between the two pshatim, because everyone agrees you need the basic yisayid of Migui. They're only arguing on whether you also need Zuchastayna.
What does Zuchastayna give that the basic Migui doesn't? I'm just not clear on that.
I'm not clear either. We're only talking structure. The Rav Chanan sets up.
Migu says that it works. If you could have tined it a different tined, you would have been believed. But we're going to give you the credit. We'll believe you on this tined.
Rav Chanan sets up that the two Termachleik Terutzim in the Ran are arguing Rochek Mizrach from Ayriv, that they have two totally different Pshatim in Migui. The first Pshat in the Ran held that Migui is working as a Raya. And the second Pshat is it's not based on Raya. There's no Raya. There is no Raya. We don't need a Raya. And Migui is working with some kind of other alumnus called Zuchastayna. And like Sandy said, I mean, it will come out a tremendous nafkamina.
So we don't really believe you. We're just giving credits?
Yes. We get halachically, you have nemanis. Torah, there's certain cases. Torah gives you halachic nemanis. Just like the Torah gave the father halachic nemanis to say, I marry my daughter. But then the Torah gave you nemanis. So you're allowed to cash in your tickets.
But isn't it clear that Migu gives you nemanis because we say, let's say, Migu bakam adim lo amrinan?
Migu bakam adim because your nemanis loses to adim.
Right, but that obviously means there is nemanis, or else I don't need to tell you Migu bakam adim.
Question is, why does Migu give you nemanis? According to Rav Chanan, the Ran had a Chakira, two totally unrelated pshatim. The first pshat was that Migui gives you nemanis because it's a raya that you're telling the truth. So you have a proof. Then when they see a proof, they're impressed. Oh, the guy had a proof.
The second, like Ibai Lashak, just that's Ibai Lashak, really.
Because I could have, since it's a proof that I'm telling the truth, if I was a liar, I would have said something else. That gets slugged up by Migui de Oza. So there is no proof. Then the second shot is, doesn't believe me, not because I have a proof, but because there's a din Torah. The Torah gives certain people nemanis. The Torah gave the father nemanis to say he married off his daughter. It's not because we have a raya that he's telling the truth. It's a din. The Torah gave, you know, there's certain things that because you're there's certain nemanis the Torah gives different people. So once the Torah gives you a nemanis, you can go to the store and trade it in and say, I have nemanis I have a coupon to buy a ice cream soda. I want to trade it in for instead of vanilla for chocolate. That's what Zuchastayna says. Torah gave you a schuss. And you can take that schus and use it for something else.
Rabbi, what was Rabbi Nachum's teretz that?
I didn't see Rabbi Nachum. I'm just saying that the structure that was suggested was that the It's not that that Enoch Inami, Pshat in the Rashbam, is something in the realm of Schus Taina, that if you don't have Schus Taina, Migui can't work, but not to deny that the basic Yisoyed Migui is a Raya. In other words,
that makes it better for Rabba then?
It makes it better for Rav Yosef. In other words, Rav Yosef, according to Rav Ochanan, Rav Yosef is in a whole different world. Rabba is saying Migui is a Raya, so to speak. And Rav Yosef says, no, I got a whole different shot of Migui. Nothing to do with Raya. And then the machlokes between Rabba and Rav Yosef, they're a million worlds apart. And the machlokes between the Rosh and the Rashbam are a million worlds apart because they got totally different pshatim and migui. According to the suggestion of Rav Elnochem, which I didn't see inside, but this is what they
say. How do you marry the two sforas?
They say over from Rabbi Harris, and you know, this is the, if I was, I would go with such a structure too. I mean, naturally, is that, of course, everybody agrees that the primary Yisoyed Migui is a Raya from the fact that you could have said a better lie to Raya that you're telling the truth. And therefore, everybody agrees that if it's a Migui Da'azda, since there's no Raya, then the Migui doesn't work because the main force of Migui is the Raya. However, for some reason, which I do not know, and this is obviously where you have to explain it, he's Hesber, that Raya alone in a vacuum doesn't work, and it also needs an assist with Schus Taina.
And what would Rabba say?
I think I'll give you an example. I'll give you an example. There's a machlokes between we have a car works. Now we have a machlokes. Does a car, in order for it to work, does it need air conditioning? Can a car work with air conditioning without air conditioning? So one person says a car doesn't need air conditioning, and one person says it does. Okay. So you can say, what's China machlokes? One person where it says the car works through a mechanism of the motor, and then, you know, that's how the car works. And the other one says that the air conditioning is what makes the car move. Right? That's what the Rav Elchanan is saying. What the much more Mistara is saying is, no, everyone agrees that car works through the basic system that cars work. And therefore, really logically, you shouldn't need air conditioning. Except that the second day holds that sometimes a car will overheat, and therefore, even though the car is really not working through the air conditioning, working through the same system that you said, but that system.
I think Rabbi's referring to coolant, not air conditioning.
Okay, coolant. Okay, it needs a help of a coolant, but not that's the system. That's a new system. You know, it's a help. It's a tanai. So the same structure. Of course, the Yisoyed Migui is Raya. Everyone agrees the Yisoyed Migui is Raya. If it's just Raya, then you shouldn't need Schus Taina. For some reason, Rav Yosef is saying that Migui needs an assist. There's for some side zaitika reason, it needs Schus Taina because it needs for some reason. Otherwise, it wouldn't work for some reason.
But Rabba holds it doesn't need that.
Not that, and Rabba doesn't hold to that because it's only some side point.
Therefore, Rabba holds it works because it doesn't need Schus Taina, and Rav Yosef holds it needs Schus Taina also, and therefore it doesn't work.
And the Rosh and the Ramban also held that you don't need Schus Taina, maybe. You know, because the Rashbam is being mechadesh that there for some side reason you need it too. That is a much more Chavetz Chaim dika way of saying.
Can we somehow read that into Rabbi Chanan?
No, can't read that into Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan says in his Chakira that it's two totally different systems of migui. Right? That's an ice dawit. Yesh afarish migui bishnei ofanim. Then there are two systems. But again, I'm saying there is no system of schus taina. The schus taina system would never work. There's no system called schus taina. It's not like there's a system of, what's that, coolant, that makes a car move. Right? We're not saying there's a system of schus taina. If for some reason, in order for Migo to work through the system that it works, it needs this tool. It serves some function it protects you from the rain. I don't know.
A possible riot to Rebbe's Mahalach is in the previous sugya where you have Migo B'Makam Edim.
Yeah.
It's Machlekes Rabba and Abaye.
Yeah.
Abaye wanted to see there's a migu, and Abaye said to him, no, migu b'makam meidim lo yamrinon, right?
Right.
So the whole shaila is, what did Rabba hold?
Right.
So many people want to say and that they're using schus taina business. But if you look at the Rashbam clearly says, Rabba held to give them the nemonis. Now, if you learn the combination that there's a nemonis and schus taina puts them over the top, maybe that combination would work over there.
Okay, I'm not.
Except there would mean that Rabba was holding like schus taina, and here he's not holding schus taina.
I guess so. The problem.
Okay, anyway, I don't know, but just we'll have to see. We'll have to look at the Rabba Nachum. But just Rabba the Rabba Chanan, as he says it, is very, very, I think, very unchavetz chayim to make such a that the Ran is mesupik in such a thing. And that the Rishonim are arguing in such a thing, and there's such a vita opinions in how migui work, that sounds very, very radical. To say that there's a machlokes, if you need a booster shot, you know, everyone agrees that basically migui is working through one system, and then there's some kind of booster, and I say you don't need the booster, and you say you need the booster for, you know, whatever. Okay, that's already, you know, much more doable.
But this system that we're saying now, is it the same problem that we had before? Why the Rush didn't understand the Rashbam properly?
Yeah, well, I'm not answering that question yet. The truth is, that's not such a terrible kasha, because l'chayra, I would hear. See, I don't really know what schus taina means. And we don't, especially in this structure, we're not really saying schus taina. Saying something in that world. So I would have said that you, even in our case, that you really have schus taina. Because I could have said that this star is not mezuyah. So I have a schus taina there too.
Right, not that the Torah gave you. The Torah never gave you a right to lie and say mezuyah. In Metzius, you could say mezuyah.
Right, so maybe that's called, you know, whatever. We don't know what the lumdus of schus taina is, especially in this new system. Maybe in Rav Ochanan's system, it has to be that mamish, you have a real halachic kayach. But in this system of where it's only coming to serve some side point, so as long as it's practically speaking, you could have gone ahead and done that, maybe that's good enough, right? So
I was saying that Rav Chanan also. If I was trying to defend Rav Chanan from their justice kasha, that it shouldn't be a riot against him, I could very easily hear that the schus to you, Torah never gave you a right to lie. It's a metzius, is that you have the ability to use that and get them on us, so you could trade that in.
Yeah, okay. And Achinami, I would say that too. I would say that. I would just highlighting these strange Rav Ochanan is that he's ready to mix to say that the Rush and the Ramban is against him, right?
Isn't schus taina really going against the basic migu? I'm saying the basic of migu is ibori l'shaker, meaning believe me, I'm telling the truth, because if I wanted to lie, I would say something else. Here I'm saying yes, I'm lying. I'm telling you I'm lying, and now believe my lie because of the
right. Rav Ochanan is saying that you grew up with a very childish understanding of migui, and the real pshat of migui is something else. Now, not just you, so don't be insulted, but the whole world, everybody in the world, grew up with a childish, just like they have a childish opinion, picture of Adam Arishan, and they have a childish picture of Noach, and that Noach was a sailor with a big zebra sticking his head out of the boat. So with Teva, so they have a childish Havana of Migui, but in reality, Migui is something completely different, and we just blew it. We don't understand China Migui, but he's one side. That's what he's saying. Okay.
Rabbi, just one try. Could we just say that in the Russia's world, he would say that really if we hold up the basis is really the Felicia the Migu that we said before, Dinamonis, but we had a problem. According to the Rush, he understands that the Rashbam is saying that it's one taina, and that one taina is a killer. Now the Zuchus taina comes along according in Rabba's world and says, no, we it gives us a right not to look at it as one big taina. We could spalt the taina itself, and comes along Rabbi Yosef and says, no, that's Zuchus. I'm sorry, comes along Rabbi Yosef and says, no, you can't use Zuchus taina like that. And that's where the argument is. Could you use the extra Zuchus taina to look at it as one claim or not one claim? As Rabba would say, you could split the tainas, because the chus taina gives me a right to see the tainas separately. We wouldn't fall into that one little trap of the etzim. In other words, Miku is really working the basis. That's the foundation. We have a problem. I see you have only one, it's one big taina. Once you say it's mamish mazui, if you're going to have a problem, no, so chus taina takes that off. Comes over Rabbi Yosef and says, no, we can't use Zuchus Taina to take off that minya.
Okay. And it's not what Rabbi Yochanan holds.
I mean, the rush, we're trying to make the rush. Rabbi, we asked the Kasha, can we keep the rush?
Okay, I hear. Okay. Anyway, so, all right, I think we're going to go. So, anyway, that's look, I want to look at this ritva because the Rabbi Winter here is insisting. I'm a big anti-Zuchus Taina fan. That's I have to admit. So, but Rabbi Winter is insisting that the Ritva is saying Zuchus Taina. So I guess I should give him the, courtesy of looking at his Ritva and see if someone actually, a Rishon actually says Zuchus Taina. So let's look at this Ritva that's on the same sheet. And then we'll see. But if it was up to me, I would go with something like what was mentioned, Rav Nochem, which I would assume you should look. They say that from Rabbi Harris also. The guys quoted over from Queens that Rabbi Harris said some kind of shutfis, that they blend together.
Does anybody have a svara or is it just a structure?
No, I assume Rabbi Harris had a svara. But it was supposed to be a tifa share. So you have to ask someone from Queens and then maybe they'll explain it to you. I don't know if you got any Queens guys in Phoenix.
Not recently Queens guys. How long ago did Rabbi Harris say this?
I don't know. Okay.
I was in Rabbi Harris's share, but that was 26 years ago.
Okay.
He seems to be saying it every 7 years. I think he just gave, like a month ago, I think he gave that cheer with the...
In Bava Basra?
In Bava Basra. He usually gives in Bava Basra. It's famous, the Rabbi Harris's cheer on Migo.
Yes. Okay.
I was in the Rashiva cheer for Bava Basra. I wasn't in Rabbi Harris's cheer.
Okay. So we'll have to hear what Rabbi Harris said. Okay. Shikayach, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you.